Hello, Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Inga's Nation. You're listening to episode 21 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast, and today we have a very special guest that we are interviewing today.
But before we do that, we just wanted to remind everyone to sign up for the Throwdown. Yep. So the deadline for registration to get the free t-shirt is Sunday, January 27th, so make sure that you get your teams registered before then.
Correct.
On to the interview.
On to the interview.
So who do we have with us today?
So we have with us, actually, I want to preface this with the person, one of the people who actually brought me into CrossFit Inga's.
True.
So if it wasn't for this person, I would not be here right now.
That's a scary thought.
And that person is Amy Mello Panucci.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. She's saying that because I gave her a lot of crap about not giving me credit for bringing her to CrossFit when she was asked about it before. I called her immediately and said, where was my thanks?
Give credit where credit is due. Yeah,
exactly.
Just wanted to clarify.
Thank you for bringing her to us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we wanted to start doing this where we bring members on and just kind of get their backstory, how they found CrossFit, what their experience has been, and we thought that you would be a great person to do that.
Oh, thanks.
So let's start off with your backstory. So where are you from? What brought you here? And what do you do outside of the gym?
I am from Westerly originally, so not far. I lived in Boston for about 7 years, and then I came back to Boston. I moved back to Westerly, and then eventually Mystic. Is that the question?
Yeah. So. What do you do outside of the gym?
Oh, outside of the gym, I'm a photographer, so I do a lot of photography. I like to travel, and I like to go out to eat often.
And so for people who don't know, you are the magic behind like 90% of the pictures that we post at CrossFit Inga's.
Yeah, if you hate someone for taking your picture, it's me. Mid-workout.
But nobody hates you. They couldn't.
So you can either thank Amy or you can blame her.
Yeah, you can blame me. It's fine.
Cool.
So how did you find CrossFit and specifically CrossFit Inga's?
So I had found, I was working for my sister Ivy at the time, and I was good friends with Meg Reed, who was one of the original members. I was kind of doing like a personal training type thing, and I didn't really love it because I had been going to the gym. Like, I'd always I'd loved working out before, and I just found like the personal training wasn't really like doing much for me. I didn't see a difference, and I wasn't like feeling like I was getting a good workout in. So I was talking to Meg about it, and she was like, "Oh, CrossFit Inga's just opened up, and you should come there, and they're awesome," and blah blah blah. So she made me go. That was how I originally found it. And yeah, so I can blame Meg.
And so did you have any like initial fears or hesitations about starting?
So I really didn't at first because I didn't know anything about CrossFit. I think back then it wasn't as like, I'd never seen the CrossFit games. I really didn't know anything about it, to be honest.
So you just kind of went based on her words?
Yeah, I just kind of went.
showed up.
But I thought I was in like, I wouldn't say I thought I was in good shape, but I can get through things. So I'm like, oh, whatever it is. Like, I had done, you know, kickboxing, like all different kinds of workouts. I like to kind of experiment. So I figured whatever it was I could handle. I think now if I was to be told to go to a CrossFit class, I would be scared because I know much more about it now. like in the general public, I mean. Like if I had watched the CrossFit games, I'd probably be like, I'm not doing that. But back then I was just oblivious.
Ignorance was
bliss.
Yeah. That's really cool because you just showed up and
I did.
Didn't really have any kind of expectations.
I had no expectations. No. I didn't know there was weights and bars. I literally didn't know what I was going to at all. So
were you dressed appropriately?
I was dressed in workout attire. So I didn't think I was going to the beach.
I think if I remember correctly, I think you had like broken your wrist recently when you first started?
Yes, I started with a cast on my wrist because I had just broken it from snowboarding. And again, probably wasn't the best idea. But the coaches were awesome and just didn't care and let me scale things. And eventually I got it off and moved past that.
Do you remember what your first CrossFit workout was?
So I do. Well, I don't think it wasn't my first CrossFit workout, but it was pretty new. And I'll remember it because it was a gorgeous day and I really wanted to go to the beach, but I was like, no, I should go to the gym. Just go to the gym. But it was a holiday. So I was like, maybe the gym will be closed. I'll go to the gym and then I'll be guilt free. And like, I can go to the beach. It'll be awesome. So I show up to the gym and it was Murph. It was Memorial Day. And I'm like, the gym is not only not closed, it's the most people I've ever seen and the hardest workout. And it was terrifying. And I didn't go to the beach.
But you did it.
But I did it. Nice. I did it. I'm sure I did it very scaled, but I did it. Yeah.
Do you, what, when did you start? Do you remember when you started?
I think I started, so I broke my wrist in December. You guys opened in February?
Yeah.
That was May. So I must have started like April, maybe March, April.
Okay.
So it's almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Next month. Wow. Month after. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy I've known you people that long.
Yeah.
Like,
you people. Like,
it's just 6 years is crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of reference this. So you've been with us basically from almost day one.
Yeah.
From when we opened. So what has kept you with it for over the years?
There's a lot of things about CrossFit that I love. I like the social aspect of it. I think like it feels like accountability, kind of knowing if you're not there for a while, someone will probably notice you're missing and slacking off. I like the, mentally for me, I think it's done more than physically for me. I think I've like transformed as a person a lot over the past 6 years. And I think a lot of that has to do with like CrossFit and, you know, you build confidence in one aspect of your life that you don't expect to like transfer to another aspect, but mm-hmm. it does, and you can't like help it or plan it or stop it. But it just does, and I like that it's always something different. Like, I don't read the workouts before I go in because I want to be surprised, and like, I like that most days I know I can get through. Like, there's very few things I can't do, so most days I know I can do it.
Yeah.
But I like the overall community aspect of it.
So you never look at the workouts ahead of time?
Sometimes I'll see them by accident, but I never, like, purposely
really?
Look for them. No. I like to be surprised. Because I don't ever want to be like, oh, I'm not going to go. That sucks. Yeah. So I'm not going today. Because I am that kind of person. I can talk myself out of anything.
That's impressive.
Very easy.
That is.
Yeah. That you have the discipline to not look.
Yeah.
Because you know. You
but
know
I'm also not,
there.
Like, one of those people that's like, yeah, rope climbs today. I'm psyched. Like, there are people like that. That's not me either. So yeah. I don't get very excited. But, yeah.
Well, you kind of touched on this a little bit about, like, seeing a change from, like, where you were then and where you are now. Would you say that, like, mental aspect is kind of your biggest change, or?
I think so. I mean, I know, like, physically I've changed. So I think there's, like, the mental aspect, and, like, everywhere else in life, there's also the mental aspect as far as, like, what you think your body should look like, or, you know, like, instead of just wanting to be super thin and skinny, I feel better fit, and I feel better, like, knowing that, like, my health is good. Like, weight is just a number. It's not something mm-hmm. that, like, I rely on or depend on. And even though, like, you know, I've gone up and down, like, when I'm stricter and eating better, I see the transformation a little bit more. But when I'm just enjoying life and being normal but still getting, like, a healthy workout in, I know it's still good for me too. So I'm not like obsessed with that. So there's that aspect. And then there's like with my photography and, you know, different relationships, I just feel more confident in those areas as well. And or like even more brave, not necessarily more confident all the time, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And whatever, if I fail, I fail. If it doesn't work out, like it just kind of, and I think that all comes from going into the gym and, you know, trying new things and failing and succeeding. And yeah, just kind of like transforms every area.
I think that's really cool too, because, you know, with what you do as a photographer, you have this platform on social media and for other girls and whatnot, and you reference that you do CrossFit and how that it does make you stronger, and it's not just about, like, you know, you don't have to be this.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, it's not really about being tiny and weak, and like it mm-hmm. helps you.
Well, life is miserable when you're just, like, consumed with dieting or trying to stay a
right.
certain size. Like, it's just the worst. And so you can either, like, work out and know you're healthy and enjoy life, or you can just try to starve yourself constantly. that's no fun. And not work out because you don't have the energy to work out because you're just like weak and
hungry.
That's no fun.
Plus, when your job is physical, it's good to know that you have that background to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yep. The first wedding I shot, you all commented on how good my squat was.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that. I could squat in the middle of the aisle for.
I've also seen you get into some pretty interesting, precarious situations at the gym when photographing. I'm thinking of when we did that, the open workout.
Oh, yeah.
When you were, like, up on the ladder with the ring thing harnessed onto you just in case you were going to fall.
So. Yeah, that was fun.
And you have to lug around all of your equipment, and, mm-hmm. like, you don't really have to think twice about that.
Yeah, and I feel like it just keeps you healthy overall. So there's, you know, photographers are constantly complaining about back pain and, you know, it is a very physical job. And I know I'm, like, on the younger-ish side of it, but I can see that it's helped me, even with that, you know, not experience that kind of pain, which is good.
Do you have a favorite CrossFit movement or a least favorite?
I have both. So my favorite CrossFit movement is probably the snatch, which is bizarre, but I think it was one of those things I could do early on for some reason, so I just always liked doing it. My least favorite movement used to be rowing, but I think now I'm getting okay with rowing, but I really hate cleans. I really hate power cleans. I hate them.
Why?
Why?
Because they hurt my collarbone, and I can't do heavy ones. I don't think I can get past, like, 135, 145, something like that. And I don't like, that's something that would be in a workout that would deter me from going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind, like, the 95 pounds and stuff, but once they start to get heavy, I hate them. They make me angry. Okay.
You're pretty strong. I think you are really strong.
No, I'm not. I'm not a technique person. Like, technique is not my jam.
Uh-huh.
Kate will attest to that. So.
But you can work.
Yeah, like, I like other things. Yeah. I really like ball balls and kettlebell swings. Those are probably my two other favorite movements.
You were pretty highly sought after for the throwdown this year.
I know. I'm so sad. I'm not even going to be here.
Next year. Do you have a favorite CrossFitting Giz moment?
So I think it's unfortunate because I wasn't actually there for it, but I missed it, but it would have been when Renee and I won the throwdown that year.
Oh, yeah.
And I just couldn't be there for the podium because I had to go take pictures. So yep. Kate stood in for me.
That's right.
But that was pretty cool. We won.
You did all the work, right?
We did a lot of work.
Yeah, so you were there for
it. Yeah, I was there for that.
You weren't there for the podium.
Yeah, which was a bummer. But that was fun. And then actually, like, seeing my sister come in and seeing her do really well and progress was awesome. Because she used to make fun of me and just think I was crazy for doing the things I did. And,
really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she thought I was nuts. But then seeing her get hooked was pretty cool, too. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to cheat meal? How is your nutrition, by the way?
I don't have to talk about my nutrition. Like, every meal is a cheat meal. No. I like a lot of food. What?
She was wondering if she should have had snacks for this meeting.
Well, healthy snacks, sure.
Well, that wasn't the option. I was at SIFT. Oh, my gosh. I like all food. I think I don't have a favorite cheat meal because, yeah.
You love pizza.
I do love pizza.
I think you and I have, like, a good back and forth going between my discipline with nutrition and your love for...
My balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we are a good balance. Right. Combined, we would be a very well-balanced individual. Well, we know I love donuts, right? Big fan of tacos. I like margaritas and Prosecco. And we do eat healthy during the week. Yeah. On the weekends, I enjoy myself.
You enjoy life.
I was just going to say, you do. You enjoy life. No regrets.
Yeah.
If you could dispel one myth about CrossFit, what would that be?
I think most people probably assume they just can't do it. And it looks hard and complicated. And I would just say that it's something anyone can do, because you're paying for people that will help you still be a part of the class no matter what level you're at. So to people that think that CrossFit is just hard and heavy and complicated and even embarrassing, like you feel like you'd be embarrassed if you walked into a room of these people and didn't know what you were doing. But it's the complete opposite. I think it's wildly welcoming. I like the fact that like whoever is last working out is always being cheered on the most by everyone else. And you know, everything new is a little scary at first, but I would say don't let your fear of like failing hold you back from it, because everybody fails. Mm-hmm. And there's no like top level you get to in like your average gym. So everyone's trying to do something, you know, like Kate's working on handstand walks during a workout. That's her thing. You know, everyone has like different levels of where they're at. So you're never the only one that's scaling or doing something different than the rest.
I think that's like sort of the double-edged sword of the CrossFit games where like that's most likely people's first exposure to CrossFit a lot of times. Yeah. And it's great because it gets the word out and a lot of people are exposed to it. But at the same time, people see that and they're like, I could never do that.
Right.
Whereas they, you know, what you have to realize is that that's like the tip of the spear, the elite of the elite.
Yeah.
Whereas like all these gyms throughout the world, there's everyday people doing CrossFit and anyone can do it.
Yeah.
So
definitely. And I never like growing up, I never played any sports. I didn't have like an athletic background coming into this, and athleticism is one thing. Competitive nature is another. And I didn't have that either. So I didn't walk in, you know, feeling like I needed to be the best on the board or any kind of like physical, you know, athletic background to back me up either. Yeah. So I think you can literally walk in and it's just like a pile of mush. Let's do this.
Well, and I think too, it goes back to when we asked you, like, when you first started, what that was like, and you didn't have any kind of expectation. And I think a lot of people, or more people, need to go in with that mindset of just having that open mind and not just do it, like you said.
And it is cool. I mean, I think if you had gymnastics as a child, like most kids did go to dance or gymnastics or soccer, like something, like if you had something, it definitely helps you out.
What did you do?
I did nothing.
Not even at a, like
we
as a
skied.
Little girl?
We skied and snowboarded. We did no like,
That's a sport.
But that's like like 3-4 times a year kind of a thing, you know? Like it wasn't like a weekly like athlete. No, I was more of an artist.
Well, you do pretty well considering you have no athletic background.
Thank you. I was into running. That was my thing.
So what would you say to someone who's thinking about starting?
I would tell them to give it a chance, but go in with an open mind and don't be afraid to say hello to people. Don't be afraid to try to like, no one's judging you. So don't walk in with like these preconceived notions. People want to see you succeed. And I think that, you know, we're all in our own little worlds. So it's nice. Like, I hope people try to go out of their way to say hello to new people and people that are just starting out. But if they don't, it's nothing about you. It's just people are, you know, just in their own heads and worlds. But like, go in with an open spirit and open mind, and I think you'll like it. It's really fun. I would say it's really fun.
Cool.
That's what I would say to people.
I agree. I agree with you.
It's fun. And it's over very quick. It's like...
Unless you show up for Murph on day
one. Unless you show up for Murph instead of going to
the beach. Then it's going to be painful for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Memorial Day, just heads up, it's Murph. Don't come that day.
We're definitely open.
You guys never close. Ever.
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
People like to work out.
I guess so.
We got to be there for people.
Gosh, and those people doing it at home if they can't get to the gym. Easy.
So we mentioned that most people see the majority of the photos on our website is what they see. So if they want to see more of your stuff, where can they find you?
Well, thanks for asking, Renee. My Instagram is lovesundayphoto. My website is lovesundayphoto.com. And I also run the Babe Festival.
Cool.
Nice little plug. Thanks.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And thanks for sharing your story.
Anytime.
Cool. So I think it's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back in 2 weeks for another episode of the CrossFitting Is podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.